This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
When the coronavirus pandemic began to shut down life in Chicago and nationwide, that included Major League Baseball, delaying the start of the season just as it was about to start. Tough on fans and players, but also tough on the businesses that depend on fans in the stands. But now a new sense of optimism as a new promising season is set to begin. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Stephanie Gunnell is opening boxes of jerseys with the names of the new additions to the Chicago White Sox, including closer Liam Hendricks. The Sox are anticipating big things this season, and the better the team, the better for business at Grandstand Sportswear, just a block from Guaranteed Rate Field.
Our business relies on grown men playing sports.
Gunnell's family has owned and operated Grandstand for decades, selling everything imaginable for rabid Sox fans, from t-shirts to shot glasses and items for pets.
Actually, it's been my family's business since I was born. I was 3 years old when my parents started the store, so we're going on our 35th year in business now.
But when COVID hit, it hit harder than a Frank Thomas swing.
It was March 21st, we were shut down, and at that point, we already received in over half of our shipments for opening day. So it was brutal because the bills were still due and there was no business.
When the store was ordered closed by the city, as like many others, Gunnell says she didn't lay off employees, although things were iffy. But now she's having to hire new employees in anticipation of brisk business. The city is allowing fans back in the stadium at least at 20% capacity initially.
As a fan, as just a human being living through this right now, we'll take anything.
She's also ordered the same amount of merchandise as she would in a regular season. The South Side, where Guaranteed Rate Field is located and where many Black and Latino neighbors are nearby, saw a disproportionate number of people of color contracting and dying from COVID-19. The impact was also felt in different ways on the North Side, the home of Wrigley Field and the Cubs. The Lakeview Pantry, for example, saw a 400% increase in demand as businesses and work began to dry up.
The COVID devastated the ward in many ways.
That's 44th Ward Alderman Tom Tunney.
When the Cubs are in town, they could add a third to the economy. You know, but with COVID, we lost a lot of everything and we're off to a slow start in 2021. I wouldn't be surprised we're down 30 to 40%.
Tunney knows the impact firsthand and pressure as owner of the restaurant and Sather. That's why he's grateful that some fans will be allowed into Wrigley.
I think we're very excited about this incremental approach to opening and trying to keep everybody safe. Adding 8,000 people is a good thing.
Sean McNeil couldn't agree more. He runs Sports World Chicago, a huge store of Cubs paraphernalia right across from the iconic Wrigley Field sign. The announcement by the mayor has already brought out more folks to Wrigleyville.
There's enthusiasm and there's people walking around. That's, you know, we're here. We're open. It's wonderful to hear about the fans coming back, and we're excited.
McNeil says his store kept on most of the staff, but who are now working shorter weeks with merchandise scaled back a bit. McNeil has 2 weeks to prepare for the Cubs' home opener April 1st, and it's 3 weeks for Stephanie Gunnell at Grandstand on the South Side. For Gunnell, it's not merely a day to welcome back customers, but to experience something she took for granted.
When there's a game going on, you can hear the crowd from our doors. It's probably one of my favorite things ever growing up. I definitely missed it.
Michael Puente, WBEZ News.